The LDS Church and Boy Scouts have been partners for more than 100 years. The announcement came on May 8th. The church says that with the majority of their membership outside the U.S., they hope to implement a uniform youth leadership and development program. Park City resident Bruce Huff is the president of the Great Salt Lake Council. That council encompasses scouts in Summit, Salt Lake, Davis, and Tooele counties.
We have about 70,000 youth and 30,000 adults who are involved in scouting, the majority of whom are in part of the LDS scouting family. Without a doubt, it's going to be a significant membership hit when this all occurs. But I would also remind your listeners that any youth are eligible to participate in scouting. We have really a program that fits everyone from 7 years old to 21 years of age, male and female. Scouting, for example, has been co-ed since 1971 in ages 14 to 21. We have an opportunity to build the scouting program, which is still the number one youth development organization in the country among those who are not LDS. And there are going to be, I'm sure, many LDS adults and youth who will want to continue to be involved in scouting, which of course is their prerogative to do so as well, outside of the church's own youth program.
The announcement comes after the BSA Board of Directors voted in October to allow girls to participate in all aspects of its program. In 2015, BSA also struck down a policy that banned openly gay adult leaders from participating. The LDS Church said that they were deeply troubled by that decision. The church did not cite these changes as reasons for the split.
Over 105 years, the relationship with the LDS Church has been a spectacular partnership, probably unparalleled in these types of organizations. And, you know, I appreciate their announcement about how they continue to support the values and principles of scouting, and that this decision is really related to the globalization of the LDS Church and trying to have a consistent program for their children and youth throughout the world. They're going to be continuing, of course, through 2019 with full financial and program support. But after that time and during the intermediate period, if people are interested, they can certainly contact the Great Salt Lake Council of the Boy Scouts of America to find out how they can stay involved.
Craig Robinson is the president of Park City's local LDS stake.
I've been involved since I was about 8 years old. Whenever Cub Scouts officially starts and you can start wearing your blue uniform and going to den meetings. And I think one of the reasons that the church has been so involved in scouting is for all of these years, over 100 now, because of the alignment between the values of scouting and the values of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm sure that whatever the new program will be for a worldwide and growing church, they will involve those values.
Scott Zink is the scoutmaster for Park City's only non-LDS scout troop.
Yes, we're affiliated with the Knights of Columbus.
I see.
Actually, with Rotary. I mean, there were two non-denominational troops, 71 and 72, and we kind of merged, so we're still working on who our sponsor is. But yes, non-denominational would be a way to describe us.
Zink says the troop is smaller than the troop he was involved with in New York, but feels the program is helpful for all youth.
I've been a scout. I think it's a great program. I couldn't wait till my children were old enough to be involved in it because they taught me a lot of things. I mean, the love of the outdoors, respect of the outdoors. It's a great program for the kids, keeps them out of trouble, you know, with a lot of the like-minded kids. It's a strong program. I kind of hope it stays that way. I'm not sure how it's going to go. I would say that I'm just worried what it's going to be in Utah. Being, you know, a very large LDS component in Utah, it's very integrated into the local districts and the Greater Salt Lake Council. So it's going to be a big hit for them. I don't know how it's going to survive some of the outer, you know, the other states, New York City and or other states where the LDS isn't as big a component, might have less of a repercussion locally. So I'm hoping the program stays as active, as strong as it is now. I know a lot of leadership is going to be moving on. So hopefully we can get some replacement. But like I said, it's really early to see how it's going to fall out. I still think there's going to be a large group of kids that are in the pipeline now that are going to want to finish. So they're more than welcome, you know, to come with us. We'll be welcoming of all scouts for all kinds and try and keep them to finish to their goals.
The LDS Church's relationship with the scouts will end on December 31st, 2019. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.